My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, as I mentioned earlier, we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. We are presented in sacred scripture by the images from the Old Testament and the New of the great images of God's reign, initiated because of Jesus Christ. In the gospel, however, we come across the dramatic and probably one of the most dramatic scenes of all of the gospels, the dialogue and the meeting of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, and Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea, the Roman emperor's governor of an inconsequential and certainly bellicose province of Rome. And so they meet. This scene presented in the Passion of the Christ is seen in that movie as one of the most disturbing. While we may look and we may find some scenes particularly endearing and charming, some scenes in that movie are particularly disturbing because they are images of violence and extreme cruelty. But this is the one that theologically created the most difficulty when it was first viewed. And in the dialogues that ensued among the critics, the theological critics. Because the meeting between Jesus and Pilate occurs with Jesus speaking to Pilate in Latin. And it was an interesting thing to note. It continued to give witness to the fact that perhaps Pilate was a lot more interested in Jesus than just as someone who was a pretender to royalty and therefore a threat to Rome. So the question, "Are you a king?" can be read in two ways. First, Pilate's interest, and perhaps his interest as a believer, perhaps his curiosity. Are you a king? Are you a king? I'm interested in knowing. I'd like to understand a little bit more. But the way in which it is read, and obviously the consequences which bore fruit from the asking of the question, "Are you a king?" with a sneer, almost sarcastically, "Are you insignificant? Little Jewish rabbi, are you a king?" Jesus responds. And you have to remember and go back to the 12th chapter of Mark's gospel or the 22nd chapter of Matthew's gospel, wherein Jesus speaks about the payment of taxes to Caesar. Remember what he says. "Render to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar and to God which belongs to God." When you go deeper into that question, what belongs to Caesar? Nothing. Nothing belongs to anyone here. All things come from God. All things belong to God. Therefore, when you render to God. Always you give to God that which belongs to God. So here he is responding to the Roman governor and reminding him of the fact that his kingdom is not of this world. And it isn't. His kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is not something that is made of this world's goods. There is nothing of this world that creates the kingship of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is king because he is the Son of God. Because he is the author of all things. Because all things exist in him. He does not exist because of those things. And so Pilate, as Pilate goes deeper to ferret out the fact of Jesus' response, "So you are a king," Jesus says to him in response, For this I was born. I have come to testify to the truth. Those who hear the truth hear my voice." And for that, you must go back to the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel and read again the beautiful images of Jesus when he speaks about the Good Shepherd. How do the sheep know the shepherd? They know his voice. They follow his voice because he is the shepherd. He is the one who speaks, and when they hear his voice, they follow him. They won't follow a stranger. They will hear his voice. And Jesus says to Pilate, "For this I was born, to testify to the truth. Those who hear the truth follow me." Tragically, our scripture today does not give the tagline which really has the punch that separates Jesus from Pilate. Because Pilate says, "What is truth?" That brings us to our day. Because for us, much the same as for Pilate, truth is relative. Truth is what I determine it to be. Under the circumstances, Pilate saw Jesus as an insignificant rabbi from Judea and had determined that even though he was not a Jew, even though he was not a participant in the Jewish discourse about whether or not Jesus was a king and what trumped up charges the people were bringing, Pilate determined that the truth was that in order to keep this rabble quiet, he had to deliver Jesus to them. That was the truth for Pilate. And so he delivers the author of truth to those who will kill him, to the rabble gathered. What is truth? For us today, truth has also become relative. Truth has become what I determine it to be. Truth has become what I see it as and how I determine it to be. In government, in economics, in healthcare, in all of the various situations that plague us today as human species, most of our problems come because of the fact that we see truth as something that is relative, not as something that is objective. The framers of the Declaration of the Declaration of Independence, the framers of our Constitution, the framers of our government, established our government on the very basic truths that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. The framers of our government knew at the very beginning of our country, which makes our country so strong, and gives us the reason to fight with hope, and gives us the reason to use the tools that we have with the gospel, with biblical truth, with moral certainty, with our understanding of who we are as people of God. Our equality is not based on the Constitution. Our equality is based on the fact that the Constitution says, and the Declaration of Independence says, we are created equal by God. There is a higher source. There is a higher power. There is a power that exists beyond this world. And that is the kingship of Jesus Christ. That is the lordship of God. That is the way in which we do battle with the situations and the signs and the changing vagaries of the world in which we live. Science, technology, political situations, economic disturbances, all of these things kneel before the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that Jesus Christ comes with a truth that establishes us as brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of God, created by God, that the truth goes beyond us, and that there are things about the truth that do not make themselves open to discussion or to debate or to votes. The truth stands clear. The truth rises always to the top. The truth is always established in Jesus Christ. And those who hear the truth follow Jesus. Hear his message, follow his ways, and live according to his truth, and gain the kingdom for which God has sent him. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross so that you and I would be heirs to the eternal kingdom of heaven, to which may God lead us all.